Iran tests high-speed torpedo. Iran seems to be making advances in their weaponry, and it's got Pentagon officials worried. On Sunday, Iran test fired a high-speed torpedo into the Strait of Hormuz, a vital passageway for most of the world's oil. The Hooch torpedo is believed to have a sophisticated guidance system and a range of 6 miles. The underwater missile uses super cavitation to reach speeds of up to 250 miles per hour, 4 times faster than a conventional torpedo. Iran has been testing the powerful torpedo over the past decade, most recently in February of 2015. This latest exercise was most likely testing the weapon's speed, as it did not appear to be aimed at a target. Say no to safe spaces on YouTube. Support Tomo News at patreon.com/tomonews. Here's a look at the firepower the Iranians have amassed so far.
Iran test fires new long-range missile. Iran's state-run media reported the successful test of a new precision-guided long-range missile. The Imad surface-to-surface missile is a variant of Iran's existing Shahab-3 long-range missile, but can be precision-guided until it reaches its target. It can carry a 750-kilogram payload and is scheduled for deployment sometime after 2016. The missile has a range of 1,700 kilometers and is accurate within 500 meters of the target. The Imad would be Tehran's first precision-guided missile with the range to reach its enemy, Israel. Anthony Kordsman, a researcher at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said in a report that Tehran has been steadily working to improve its existing missile technology, which had poor accuracy and uncertain reliability.
Iran's Navy unveils suicide drones. On October 26th, Iran's Navy released photographs of a specialized seaplane drone that can reportedly be weaponized for targeted kamikaze missions. Iran's new seaplane drone can be armed with missiles and heavy payloads of explosives to launch suicide attacks. If directed, it can collide with any target and destroy it, be it a vessel at sea or an onshore command center. Fitted with a camera that can be used at night and in damp sea conditions, the drone can operate for up to 4 hours straight at a maximum speed of 250 kilometers per hour. The unmanned aircraft can fly as high as 3,000 feet in the air, as low as 20 inches above the surface, and can land on water. The seaplane drone is said to have been developed primarily for maritime surveillance and is not necessarily designed to carry a missile payload.
Iran conducts rocket tests near U.S. warships. The Pentagon claims Iranian naval vessels conducted rocket tests within 1,500 yards of a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier last week. Iranian naval vessels fired several unguided rockets in a live-fire exercise in the Strait of Hormuz last Saturday. The USS Harry Truman aircraft carrier, the USS Bulkley destroyer, and French frigate the FS Provence were in the area at the time of the rocket tests. Iranian vessels only announced the exercise 23 minutes beforehand over maritime radio. NBC News reported that the rockets were fired from a position about 1,500 yards off the USS Harry Truman aircraft carrier's starboard side and were not fired at the carrier or other ships. U.S. Central Command spokesman said Iran's actions were highly provocative, while Iranian officials did not immediately comment on the live-fire exercise.
Say no to safe spaces on YouTube. Support Tomo News at patreon.com/tomonews.
Iran blows up fake U.S. carrier on state TV. Iran decided to do it big this year with their Great Prophet War Games by blowing up a replica U.S. aircraft carrier. Iran's Revolutionary Guard used a mock U.S. aircraft carrier in its defense drills for the first time Wednesday. State TV showed footage of missiles being fired at the mock carrier during the Great Prophet 9 drills. The replica carrier was hit with cruise and ballistic missiles, as well as rockets fired from speedboats. The speedboats are armed with short-range cruise missiles, medium-range anti-ship missiles, large-caliber torpedoes, sea mines, heavy machine guns, rocket launchers, and shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. Iran has conducted several war games to improve its defensive capabilities and to test modern military tactics and equipment.